What are you doing?
I'm excited because it's a holiday and we get it off.
Yeah. Isn't that great? I love radio. Radio's great. I remember working early on in radio and always being told, well, you're working now, filling in for the guys who have off, the full-time folk.
Right.
So when you've been in the business a few years, and I've been doing it for 40 now,
right.
We get off these days.
Of course, and then somebody else fills
in.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to that starting.
Yeah, that's going to be cool when it starts. It is Friday, though.
Yeah. Hey, I read the best tweet, funniest tweet I've seen in a while. Mm-hmm. It said that, you know what? Twitter is going to make Elon Musk a millionaire.
Hilarious.
Right.
And probably true.
That's a pretty good one.
That's quite good. Let's talk about today's show, shall we?
Alrighty.
All Request Fest?
Yes. It's, party, party, party.
It's one of our favorite things. Every single Friday from 5 to 7, we take requests. And it's super weird, the range of requests that we get.
And it also weirdly seems to fall into, some days people are totally in the mood for really loud, in-your-face rock.
And almost all of the calls are that way.
Yeah, and then the next time...
everybody gets together and goes, let's pick a topic.
Exactly. Next Friday, it's like punk. I don't know. It's weird.
That guy always calls for Air Supply. That guy always calls. He's on his own.
Do not call us again, sir. Damn it.
Also on the program today, one American dollar.
Oh, I'm going to win a dollar?
You're going to be playing.
Oh, that's a terrible exciting. I can use it.
Speaking of that, people are dumb.
People are dumb. Okay.
And
wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
Veterans Day funny stories. Now, I can't imagine that everything is traumatic when you're in the military.
Oh, yeah. No, my brother-in-law. Had great stories.
Crazy stories about that are just funny.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking for.
He was in Vietnam. They were bored out of their mind plenty of times, and he would just tell me all this stuff.
Yes, that's what we're looking for. Yeah. In the 4 o'clock hour.
Elton John tickets and tickets to the LA Kings and Detroit Red Wings game that's happening. You can get those tickets right now at lakings.com/tickets, but we'll hand them out in a little while.
And the KLOS $100,000 name game.
Yeah.
Before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Sammy Hagar in the Circle pretending to be Elvis Costello and the Attractions. Pump it up and good cover there. It's the sort of thing that you will hear Matt play Sunday night on his I think it's on the charts, the top 10, the biggest rock songs right
correct
now. So well done Sammy, we like it.
Coming up, we're going to give you a chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
It's sitting at $2,200 right now.
The game that Sligo and I play is worth much less.
The prestige of being able to play one American dollar. It's a fine game handed down by tradition through the centuries.
I don't think so.
Yeah, some crap like
that. Okay. I have the top 10 greatest movie villains of all time.
All time. That's awesome.
That's impossible is what it is.
Yeah, that's a couple. Wait, where is this coming from?
Is coming from Ranker.
According to... Okay, all right.
So people humans vote are online, voting. Yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of humans, are they all humans? Are they you have monsters, and or are they really just your normal flesh and blood, walking down the street, sort of wearing normal clothes, sort of human in the top 10?
I think there's one cartoon.
A cartoon?
I think.
Okay. All right. You don't know? You're not sure of the other one?
I'm not positive. I really don't know.
You know, I love a judge
to get that much. All right, so listen.
Hey, how dare you?
Six guesses. To get...
One.
Three.
Three. Oh, I like that.
It
all
looks
right.
A little difficult.
I might have a dollar then. Oh, really? Because, that could be... How dare you practice with a buzzer?
It looks a little difficult.
Yeah. Huh. All right.
So, greatest movie villains of all time.
God, it's always so rough. You think you know.
Sure.
My first thought, so I guess I should go with my first thought, is Darth Vader. Oh, yeah! Did we just say one? We only have to get one?
No, three. You gotta get three.
Damn.
So Darth Vader is second. Yes.
I suppose, I don't know how you pronounce his name. I should have the music. Don Corleone, the Godfather.
That's a great guess.
Thanks.
Look, there's so many great movie villains that it's impossible to not.
Jack Torrance in The Shining. Oh, my God.
Okay, that's three guesses with one right.
I got three more guesses?
To get two more right.
You said a cartoon.
I think so.
You helped me out with that. I'm going to say Cruella De Vil. Who's meaner than that? Ah!
Sorry.
I love her.
That's four guesses. So now you have two guesses to
get
two right.
You Darth
cannot
Vader
miss.
Right.
There's no more missteps.
Freddy Krueger. I guess he is a monster.
Listen, it's a villain. So all of your guesses
Hans
are good.
Gruber from Die Hard. Ah.
Sorry, that's no.
Oh, wait. What about noseless guy from
oh, the man whose Harry name Potter. We dare not
yeah,
speak?
That dude.
Yeah, no.
Elon Musk. Mm-mm. No, that's not
it. Elon Musk should be on here. All right, here's the top 10.
Oh my God, I don't get a dollar. Damn it.
Hans Landa from Inglourious Basterds.
Okay. Yeah, I
forget,
that's fair.
I forget the actor. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Scar is number 9.
Scar?
And I think that's I think that's a cartoon.
I don't know what that
is. I think
is.
That's The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not positive.
I don't know. I would have never guessed that.
Clearly. I know. Number 8 is Loki.
Oh, Loki.
Yeah.
No, he's cool.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. I love him.
Have you watched the movies? Oh, so you root for the
yes.
For the
I generally do, actually.
Number 7 is Sauron from Lord of the Rings.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
Damn it. I was just watching that crap.
Number 6 is Emperor Palpatine.
We already had Darth. I didn't think there'd be another.
Number 5 is Pennywise.
Oh, we all float down here.
Uh-huh. Number 4 is Hannibal Lecter.
Again, of course. Sure. Yeah.
Number 3 is Thanos.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
Number 2 you got is Darth Vader. Number 1 is the Joker. The Joker.
That's stretching.
As played by Heath Ledger.
Yeah. Sure.
Stretching it. Well, he still needs a dollar.
I do. Speaking of, I think we should do People Are Dumb.
Yeah, no, go ahead and take that.
What are you doing? Hey, put the Carl's Jr. down.
Keith is in here stealing Carl's Jr.
We're always asking you for fries, and you're coming in here and stealing our Carl's
And you said
Jr.
one, and you have like three.
For the girls.
Sure. For the girls at air quotes.
Damn it, dude. Hey, so who's this?
Hi, this is Sylvia.
Sylvia,
you're caller 13.
Oh, I can't believe it. That's awesome.
That means you got 2 tickets to see Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, which starts Thursday, which you're going to be at Dodger Stadium for.
Oh, that's great.
Well done.
I'm so excited.
Nice.
Everybody else can get tickets at eltonjohn.com, but you got them for free.
And sit right back now and enjoy this.
People are dumb when you're a dumb dumb.
Boy, howdy.
Kevin and Slugger.
Yeah, you know it.
They ought to know.
Aww.
I think we should title this one, Social Media is Not Private.
Okay, all right.
Rikers Island correction officers arrested for sick leave abuse after long-running probe. Bragged about it on social media.
Why do you do anything that you're not supposed to do that could get you in trouble or fired or arrested and then brag about it on social media?
It worked for a long time, too. 3 Rikers Island correction officers were arrested on federal fraud charges stemming from a long-running investigation in sick leave abuse.
You don't want to be one of them dudes in prison in
no,
a slammer.
You do not.
No.
Here's one of the posts. Yes, I'm still at home and still getting paid. Unlimited sick, baby. Get like me, living my best life.
Now I'm in a slammer. Getting slammed.
Isn't that crazy?
No, man.
That person was out for more than a year claiming a series of injuries of trauma and illness.
That's what I've been claiming quite a bit of lately. So I should stop doing that?
Her boyfriend, Eduardo Trinidad, posted pictures showing him bowling and installing drywall despite claiming that he could not sit, run, or lift anything since going out sick June 2021.
Wow. I always get some good drugs out of the deal, too.
I assume so.
Yeah.
They also flew to Florida and the Dominican Republic and West Virginia
now,
on
you know,
agency time.
Usually, you know, those folk are all above board. You don't usually find that sort of behavior in law enforcement.
No, that's of course not. Sure.
That's shocking to me.
The third officer arrested, Stephen King, was producing and marketing his own comic book while submitting false doctor's notes for more than a year and a half. According to a criminal complaint filed in Brooklyn Federal Court.
Did you ever write a note from mom why you were sick or whatever?
I'm sure I did.
Yeah.
I'm sure
totally got busted.
That would track.
But I know someone who...
But you wouldn't go on Twitter
and
say, hey, I just ripped off my parents.
But I knew someone who was so smart that they signed their mother's signature at the beginning of the year on some paperwork so that for the rest of the time, you know, their signatures matched. So she would write herself out of school. Isn't that brilliant?
Oh, I'm not going to school.
I've got to send that one out to our pal Aisa. She loved that song. She just got married, and congratulations on that. You were there.
I was there, yeah.
Yeah, it was a nice wedding.
Something, yeah.
The photos I've seen. Mm-hmm. So congratulations,
you were
Aisa.
Not.
I was not. I was not allowed. I'm not allowed anywhere near
any brides. They don't allow you out
brides.
Of the house.
No.
Yeah, that's
especially
a shame.
Brides, though.
Let's talk about Veterans Day and the fact that not all stories are horrible.
Yeah.
There have to be hilarious stories that come out of being in such extreme situations.
100%.
Here is one. Here's a story. It happened on a carrier deployment. We had just pulled out of a port visit in a country that, well, I won't mention the name, but hasn't quite caught up with the healthiest food standards. There were even jokes that someone would bring a big on board. What happened was a pandemic of the double dragon.
Oh, I'm afraid to ask what that might be.
So named because this dragon could breathe out of both ends.
Oh, that's the
and
worst.
Apparently half of the ship got
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow. So, you know, those are really nice facilities. The bathroom facilities are always super nice. And
so fire out of the mouth and fire out of the beehole. And happening to half of the ship.
Really easy to open windows and air out. No problem.
That's not an issue.
I don't know that that's
hilarious. In retrospect, it's hilarious.
Yes, when and you having look back. Not been on the ship, it's
right?
Funny.
But because I was not a part of it, that right. makes it funnier. So we're looking for if you served in any military and something funny happened.
Or you know, maybe you got like your. My brother-in-law used to throw out all sorts of stuff about Vietnam, which I don't remember a damn bit of it, but I remember laughing my head off. It was in the '70s. Let me tell you about this. And it was hilarious.
There have to be endless funny stories as well as the outrageous trauma and everything
else.
Of
course.
So 818-955-KLOS, you're a veteran or your friend was a veteran, and tell us the funny stories about being in the military. 818-955-KLOS. It's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Thank you to everybody that served. We are taking funny stories from people who are or were in the military. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing? I got a funny story for you guys.
Yes, please. What service?
Marines.
Thank you for your
Semper
service.
Fi?
What funny happened while in the Marines?
We used to handle explosives and ordnance, and while we were waiting for trucks to show up, we were all bored. Couldn't have phones or anything out there because they could send signals out and mess with all the explosives and the radio signals. So we'd find bugs and see who would eat them for the least amount. Some people had like $5. Some people had a couple singles, and usually like $6 or $8, you can get somebody to eat a stink bug. Centipedes were like 12 or 13.
Oh, my God. What was the worst thing that you saw them eat?
Yeah.
Centipede.
That was it. Hard to gag that down?
It wasn't me. I didn't eat that.
That's
I'm the
beautiful.
One who had the
ones. You were the instigator. You Excellent. Were the fire starter. Yeah.
You gave up a dollar or two. That's worth it.
That's well worth it.
Thanks for calling.
Beautiful.
Totally worth it. Happy
Perfect
Veterans
example.
Day. Thank
yeah,
you.
Guys. Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. We're taking funny stories from veterans. What service were you in?
Well, I was a Navy corpsman, so I was a medic attached to a Marine.
All right. So what happened?
And after 2 weeks, 2 weeks in the field, we come back middle of the night, 8 mile march, and I decide to crash at the barracks instead of go home. Mm-hmm. And my buddies and I, of course, we start drinking instead of going to sleep like idiots. Or smart people, not sure which. And there's a little knock at the door, and this little voice says, "Hey guys, is Doc in there?" And they all look at me and I'm like, yeah, I guess I'm in here. And the kid comes in, little 18-year-old Marine, and he says, "Something's wrong with my doc."
He said what?
Something's wrong with his member.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't say it on the radio.
Sure.
So I'm like, I got a cigarette in one hand, a glass of whiskey in the other, and I just drop him, kid. Drop him. And sure enough, there was a tick in a place that no guy wants a tick.
Oh, my God.
Wow. That's something wrong with it, all right.
Did you say there's nothing we can do for you, son?
Send him on his way.
No, I did what I'm supposed to do.
Oh, man.
Here's what's fun is that one of the guys who'd already passed out drunk woke up right in the middle of it. And from his perspective, he sees the back of my head and a kid without pants.
Hilarious. So, that's the best.
I was really getting to you, man. Couldn't wait until you got home for a little while. I see how that goes.
Thank you for calling.
Dude,
thank you
beautiful.
For your service.
That's perfect.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thanks, man.
Could not wait until I got home.
Right on, dude. Thanks, man. 818-955-KLOS.
You served in the military. We want to hear your funny stories. You're taking funny stories from people who served in the military for Veterans Day. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going, man? I got a story from a veteran.
Let's hear it.
So we were in Afghanistan. It was about 06, 07. This dude got a letter in the mail from his girlfriend, and it was basically a breakup letter.
Ugh.
So he read it out loud for us, and then he decides to ask every guy in the tent for one picture of their girlfriend or their wife. And then he writes a new letter back to her saying, "I'm sorry to hear this, but could you please send back your picture? I can't remember who you are."
Ha! Nice.
That's hilarious.
Well done. Well handled. That's great.
That is well handled.
That's really good.
pretty wild, man. We had a good laugh about it. You know,
sure.
It helped him get over it pretty quick.
Yeah. Of course. So.
Yeah, nice. That's great. That's awesome, man. That's very cool.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
All right, guys.
Take care.
Later.
Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing? I got a funny military story, but it was my dad's. Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Let's hear it.
Those are often the best.
There you go. Well, my dad, he was in World War II. He was stationed he was in Egypt on leave.
Wow.
He was in Egypt. Him and his buddies got drunk one night or whatever, got out there and got drunk, and they got in a cab and they said, hey, take us to the Cairo Hotel. And the guy said, okay, no problem. They all gathered in the car. The guy made a U-turn and dropped them off. Said, that'll be $5, please. It was across the street from where they were so drunk. They didn't know. They got up. The guy made a U-turn and dropped them off.
It was across the street, and they were asking a taxi driver to take them.
I think it could happen in Vegas.
That's pretty great.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Exactly. I didn't get very many stories from him. He didn't talk about the war very much.
But that one.
But he did tell me that story, and I remember it.
That's a pretty great one.
That's a gooder. Thanks, man. Thank you, dude. Right on.
KLOS, hello.
Are you still doing the military stories?
Yeah,
the funny ones.
Share a military story with us.
What do you have?
I served my in your mouth.
You served with... Oh, I see.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hung up.
Of course he did. Well done, sir.
Salute.
Oh, my God, you guys.
This is the All Request Fest. How do you want to get your weekend started? 818-955-KLOS right this second. It's the time to call. He calls himself the Hungry Beaver, and he asked for that one from the Beatles on Twitter.
It's very nice.
Happy to do it for you.
We're doing our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're great. Thank you. What can we do for you?
All right. Great. Hey, how about some Lynyrd Skynyrd?
Which one?
It don't matter to me. Anyone you want, guys want to play.
Dealer's Choice.
I love Dealer's Choice. That's my favorite. That's my favorite. All right, who are you?
Oh, yeah. This is Tony from Riverside.
Tony, give me back my bullets.
Great, thank you.
Go.
Every Friday from 5 to 7, we take requests. That's from Cam in Sherman Oaks.
Cam in Sherman Oaks.
Yep.
Happy to do it at you.
818-955-KLOS or on Twitter at Kevin N. Sluggo.
Our precious, stinking little all-request fest on KLOS. Hello.
Hello. Are you still doing the request thing?
Yeah. It is our all-request fest. What can we play for you?
Can I hear Dead on Time by Queen?
That sounds like a good idea. Who's this?
This is Zach.
Zach.
Zach, Queen, Dead on Time, 95 and a half, KLOS.
Awesome. Thank you.
Purple of a Deep Nature on the All Request Fest, 95.5, KLOS.
Who's this?
Hey, what's up, dude?
What's happening?
Doing our All Request Fest.
Nice. I love you, Jeff.
Thank you.
You make the drive so much easier during the rush hour traffic.
I'm glad to hear that.
It's like having two cool friends in the car.
Well, two idiots anyway.
Hey, so Billy Idol, Eyes Without a Face.
You know, some radio stations would deduct points if you were to ask for that as the wonton song, but I don't. I give you points for that, so well done. Yeah.
Yeah, you're good that way. It's our old request fest. KLOS, hello.
Kevin
Flanagan! Woo! Woo!
Happy Friday, you two.
Right back at you.
What's up?
Down in a hole. I got to hear it. Please.
That seems like a very good idea. Who are you?
John.
That usually costs $25.
Oh, yeah, that's right. $25.
$25?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
we'll just deduct it from your account.
Yeah, Elon's insisting. We don't have a choice.
Well, if you can get money out of me, go ahead, man.
It's the All Request Fest, 95.5 KLOS.
I don't know why you're whispering.
I'm not sure either.
Which means we play all requests, but sometimes you do have to wait on hold for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Yes, sorry.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah. I can request a song?
Yep.
Yeah. Why not?
Okay, why not? Yeah, can I request Ozzy Osbourne? It's going to be Don't Want to Stop. Can't Stop. Can't remember. You guys have never answered.
Something about stopping.
You caught me off guard.
No worries.
We were sitting here going, should we answer now or should we?
You're talking about Ozzy. I Don't Want to Stop.
Yes.
You got it, man.
Thank you so much.
Kevin Sluggo.
Yes, it's our All Request Fest.
Yes, can I get Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing?
Hey, I'm doing DoorDash. That's a good song.
I'm doing DoorDash in the South Bay right now.
Oh, yeah? What are you delivering right this second? What's in the car?
Spanish food.
I'll take that.
Yeah, can you deliver it to Burbank?
Come on, drive up here and we'll trade you.
That'll take me about 3 hours.
That's okay. We're all right with that.
We won't be here, but it'll be cool.
Can't wait to do that.
Very soon.
Very, very, very soon indeed.
We just a little time left on the All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I would like to kick out the jams with the MC5.
It is our All Request Fest.
And what were you saying, sir?
It's Friday!
Woo!
It is Friday. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Greta Van Fleet, Highway 2.
Good afternoon. It's the KLOS All Request Fest. What would you like to hear?
How about something by Rob Zombie?
Yeah! Woo! Rob Zombie!
Rob Zombie!
Yeah, Rob Zombie!
Rob Zombie! Yeah! Which one?
Eenie. I like all his stuff.
Jeffrey Dunup requested that song. Says it hits just a little too at home.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. One American dollar. Sluggo tried to guess the top 10 best villains in movie history.
According to Ranker, mind you.
He got six guesses, and he guessed one correctly.
And guess which one it was?
Darth Vader,
yeah. And that's where my mind is.
You won nothing.
Yep. Not a damn dime. Boo!
And people are dumb. Guards from Rikers Island used sick leave for over a year or more to go on vacations and then documented it all on social media.
See, now maybe it's a good thing that Twitter's going to go away. People won't get caught so quickly.
It's true.
So easily.
And your next chance to play the KLOS $100,000 name game is Monday morning with Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
It's going to be worth $2,800 damn.
Fantastic.
That's nice and all, but I got to get out of here. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Hat.
Leave her alone. She's busy getting some.
Rude. We have four tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow
Red
night.
Wings.
Yep, the Red Wings.
I love the Red Wings.
Tomorrow night at Crypto.com Arena. If you would like to win them, you can call right now. Be caller 13, 818-955-KLOS.
Make sure you can go tomorrow night and answer a question that Kevin's going to put to you.
Or you can buy your tickets at lakings.com/tickets.
Good luck. Who was our big hairy wiener?
Congratulations to Jackson from Thousand Oaks.
Jackson.
Got four tickets to see the LA Kings
Woo!
Take on the Detroit Red Wings tomorrow night at crypto.com arena. Everybody else can get your tickets today at lakings.com/tickets.
Well done, Jackson. Hopefully that's exactly what we're going to do. We got $2,200 in the KLOS. $100,000 name game, and we're giving away. You're still eating your burger.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
I wolfed mine down. I love Carl's Jr., man. I go there all the time.
It's like we just got free food,
yeah,
which we love.
And they've been bringing it all by all day. We want to thank Carl's Jr. for doing that. I had my Beyond Meat Big Carl. It was really good.
I had the really big Carl.
Yeah.
Sentence that I didn't think I'd ever say.
But thanks very much to them. You guys rule. All right, let's give away some cash, shall we?
Let's do that.
Yeah. I want another one. Can you run down and get another one?
Sure.
Please. Seriously. All right, be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
And you get your share of $100,000 and a two-night stay at the Sahara Las Vegas. We'll take caller 13.
Keith, prize! It's a prize. Love Carl's Jr. prize. Well, I'm trying to start it, but it won't start. I don't know if we can touch it. Nope, doesn't work. It used to be a touch screen.
Yeah, it's not.
At least the phones are working right now.
Professional to them.
Yeah, all right. Hey, good morning, everybody. Glad to have you along.
Let's give away some money, should we?
Let's do that.
KLOS, hello, who's this?
Everett Scott.
Everett Scott, we want to play a game with you.
You are caller 13.
What? All right.
Yeah. We are looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
And it's up to $2,200 right now, because the last couple of guesses were Batman and Footloose. That was the first guess the first day.
It was the first, yeah.
People aren't paying attention. So what do you got for us? What do you got for $2,200?
Fletch.
That was a really good guess.
That was a really good movie.
The new movie's out again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, with...
All right, I'll call again. Thanks,
incorrect.
Guys.
Call again.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You
right
too.
Right back at you.
Is that too early for Happy Thanksgiving?
No, it all is
right.
Not. Never okay. Too early.
All right. So $2,400 between 4 and 5.
Well, of all the 10 lines, one of them's going to be busy while you try to call in and play this. Because Jackson's waiting for his tickets to the Kings. All right, well, we're going to play this game now. So be caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS. What is the total up to, young Kevin?
The total is up to $2,400.
If you can answer the question and you're caller 13, boom! The name game.
Yeah, baby.
Oh. Hey, you're not allowed to sing.
Yeah.
Why are you singing along? What are you doing?
Yeah.
What the professionals doing?
Yeah.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
This is Richard.
Richard, you're caller 13.
Nice.
Which means you get to play the KLOS $100,000 name game.
All right.
We are looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
And let me tell you, the last couple of guesses, Richard, were Fletch and Batman. So that's not it. What for $2,400 do you think it is?
I'm going for an old video game, Tron.
Tron. That's not it.
That's negative.
Sorry.
We'll do it again.
Yes, you will. Next hour, it'll be worth $2,600. Good luck unto you. I liked that movie, actually.
Same.
I only saw it recently for the first time, and I'm like, well, that didn't suck. The name game. The name game. Let's do it. Let's do it now.
Let's play that game.
Why the hell not?
We're going to take caller 13, 818-955-KLOS. You're caller 13, you get to play the game.
Good luck. Dial now.
The name game.
Hey, that was for Samuel B, by the way. He says that Heidi and Frank are always talking about should I stay, should I go, you know, the morning thing when they have those new bands on Fridays. So I just wanted to hear that.
The game name.
Oh, you want to do that? You want to give away some money?
I think we should play
it. All right. Yeah. Let's do it. The name game. And then let's play the game.
See what you did?
No. I don't know what you mean.
I don't like you. KLOS, who is this?
Hey, this is Noah.
Noah, you are caller 13.
Awesome. How you doing?
We are doing well. Thank you.
Fair to Midland.
You get your shot at the KLOS $100,000 name game. We are looking for a popular 80s movie with a one-word title.
And the last couple of guesses were Tron and Fletch. And that takes us to $2,600. What do you think the 80s movie with one-word title might be?
Caddyshack.
Is that one word?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's incorrect, though.
Yeah.
Thank you for trying.
All right. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too.
Did you like that movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
Want to give me some gophers?
Yeah. All right. So, come Monday morning, it's $2,800.
Heidi and Frank at 8 a.m.
The Beatles work through the night and into the early morning hours to complete Rubber Soul at Abbey Road Studios on this day in rock in 1965. The world-famous Christie's Auction House in New York got into the rock and roll business on this day in rock in 1994. They auctioned off some Beach Boys guitars, a stage outfit worn by Jimi Hendrix and John Lennon's famous army fatigue. Henry Rollins was hosting a press conference on this day in rock in 2011 when Black Sabbath announced they were going to reunite with the original lineup for a new album and tour the following year.